At Jared, we know devotion isn't a once-a-year occasion. And once the flowers have wilted and the chocolates have disappeared, you'll still want them to know how much you care. Dare to give a gift that lasts this Valentine's Day with our incredible selection of jewelry. From delicate rose gold to bold black diamonds, Jared has hundreds of pieces under $299 and exclusive collections you won't find anywhere else. Shop online or find a store near you at jared.com and dare to be devoted.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
I so want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into Joyce Barry and Friends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is joycebarry.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
Well, here I am in the Coach's Corner. And I want to share with you about what a very special day it is today, folks. And I'm willing to bet that you don't even know what a special day it is. Today is National Television Talk Show Host Day. It always falls on October 23rd. It celebrates and honors all television talk show hosts. This very special day is celebrated on the birth date of legendary nighttime talk show host Johnny Carson. Carson is considered the king of late-night television. He hosted The Tonight Show from 1962 to 92. His run lasted 29 years, 7 months, 21 days. there were 1,859 episodes. While this day is celebrated on Johnny Carson's birthday, it is intended to show appreciation to all television talk show hosts, daytime and nighttime. Folks, I ask that you celebrate today by celebrating your favorite radio shows and radio show hosts as well. Celebrate today by having a radio show talk marathon. Listen to your favorite authors, leaders, entertainers, and whatever makes you laugh, gets you inspired, and motivates you to move forward in the right direction. Log into www.joycebarryandfriends.com, B-A-R-R-I-E, joycebarryandfriends.com. All our shows are archived. Become a follower of our show so you do not miss anything. Click follow under my picture on our homepage. If you are getting value, if you are enjoying these programs, please share them with others. When you share that which brings joy to your heart and inspiration to your soul, the benefits are multiplied by including others. You then have people to discuss them and bring all that you get from these shows to the next level. Listen to these shows, share these shows, and empower others. You will reap the rewards. Get to it now, and if not now, when? So when I heard that this morning about it being National Television Talk Show Day, well, heck, why not include National Radio Show Day as well? Veronica, don't you think that us radio show people deserve equal treatment?
I totally agree. Yes.
And it's also an extremely special day because of who our special guest is and what the topic is today, which is A Course in Miracles, Revelations for the 21st Century. Veronica Gabriella Barry is a pioneer in the study and teaching of A Course in Miracles. She's a proclaimed visionary, spiritual teacher, and writer. An ardent student of the Course for over 25 years, Veronica Gabriella has guided thousands of students down a path leading straight into a life of joy, peace, and empowered action. Her incandescent teaching style illuminates our spirits and opens windows into the awareness of what we truly are. Veronica, welcome to the show. And what would you like to share about your background, about the book, anything you like, and then we'll get into some of the specifics of the book. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Joyce. Thank you for having me. A little bit on my background. I was born on the island of Trinidad in the West Indies, and my mom had 17 of us. And I came
Did
in number 12.
Did I hear 17? Did I
yes.
hear 17?
Yes.
And what number were you? What number
I came
were you?
In number 12.
Number 12. Well, that's a good number. Go ahead, please. That I did
yes.
not know. Go ahead.
And my mom was the spiritual teacher. So at a very early age, I would look at her. I knew there was something quite different about her. She demonstrated this calmness about her in raising all of these children. And, you know, as I myself began to grow and expand in my world, I realized that she was showing me what I was to become. So when my awakening started, of course, my attention was turned inward. So I'm very, very grateful to my parents that I chose in this manifestation, and particularly to my mom for the enormous miracle that she was in caring for all of us children.
You know, Veronica, that is a book in itself. Number 12 of 17, I see a book in the works on that. I don't know many people that are one of 17. My goodness, I did not know that, as I said before. And I would think that would lend to a fascinating study in sibling rivalry, sibling relationships. So before we get into the Course in Miracles book, is there anything about that you'd like to share? Because, indeed, that is fascinating.
Well, that in itself was a miracle.
Yes.
You know, she was always pregnant, and there was just every, Yeah, we are all 18 months or 2 years apart. And, of course, now that everyone has grown, we're all scattered all over the world. So one keeps in contact with another one, and so everyone knows what's going on with each other. But life on the island was a miracle. It really was. It was beautiful.
I would think it's a miracle to be able to give that many presents to siblings, nieces, nephews. My goodness, I find that extraordinary, this whole thing. The average family today is 2 and 3 children, so to be one of 17, yes, indeed, that is a miracle. I can't wait for that book to come out. I'm one of 2. I have 1 sister, and there's trials and tribulations, sibling rivalries, all of that with just one. I can't even begin to comprehend what goes on. And I would imagine not much has to be bought. There would be a certain amount of hand-me-downs and all that sort of thing. But I can't going to a restaurant, a movie. You need a whole restaurant just for your tribe.
Well, most of the meals were prepared at home.
Right.
Around a long table. Yes, lots of hand-me-downs. Lots of sharing and supporting each other.
So for the most part, you would say you guys got along pretty good?
Yes, we did.
Well, that alone is a miracle. And
that was the miracle. That was the miracle of love, is that we all were very supportive and helped each other.
And Veronica, what about A Course in Miracles? Did you want to take that on as your life's work, as your mission to empower others with the teachings of that? What about that was calling out to you?
Well, when my awakening started 25 years ago, you know, my life was on the physical level, like most of us are, and things and possessions weren't fulfilling. I wanted something more. And having come in from the background from which I came, I knew there was a different approach to life, one that was rewarding, fulfilling, purposeful, and offered peace. So through my searching and looking, A Course in Miracles came into my life. And as I opened the material and began to read, I recognized that this is what I had been searching for. The tool was being given to me to use, to draw out what is already there within me. And if it's within me, it's within each and every one of us. So A Course in Miracles, like any other spiritual teaching, are tools given to us to draw out the miracle of love that we are, that's already there within us. So knowing that, I dedicated my life to being on this path, to supporting others to remember their true identity, to live the life they were created to live, a life of joy, miracles, love, laughter, and be at peace within themselves, because you are the miracle.
And folks, let me just reference the show we did on Monday, October 21. I did that show with Beverly Nadler, and the whole show is about miracles. So I just want to refer you to that show on miracles in our archives, JoyceBarryAndFriends.com, Monday, October 21, just 2 days ago. And today's show is very special as well because it's all about the book, A Course in Miracles, and Veronica's take on that book. And when did you start working on the book? When did you know that this is what your calling was?
25 years ago, because I've been
on the book,
using the material for 25 years. I made a decision, and I've never looked back. It's been focused, one-pointed attention to follow my bliss, and that is what I've done. And so from the material, I've led study groups for 15 years. And as a facilitator of study groups, I often heard students coming into the group saying, oh, my gosh, I don't understand this material. The book is too big. It's 1,200 pages. It's difficult for me to grasp. So based on my experience, I translated it into a simple form that most can understand. And so what you have, Joyce, is the first volume. There's still two more volumes to follow to help others to understand the material and come to the recognition of what is real and already there within them, that you are the miracle.
Wow. And we have with us here today a number one fan, our mutual friend, Janice Miller. Janice introduced us to you. I know that Janice has taken your classes, has been in your study groups. Janice, good morning.
Well, good morning, and I'm very excited to be on your show amongst such greatness. Wow. I have studied the A Course in Miracles for over 20 years, and Veronica was the person that introduced me to it, and it has been a great life journey.
And I know you're such a huge fan of hers. You spoke so highly of her to me, which is how we got together. But would you like to share a little bit about what it's like being in that kind of a study group? Maybe it'll support others to being open to those kind of things. And also, I just need you to talk up a little bit louder.
Okay. Well, the great thing about being involved with Veronica Gabriella Barry's study group is, you know, there is nothing right or wrong. You can't do the right thing or the wrong thing. Basically, you're present and you're in the moment, and you're learning to do that and be there. So the idea of A Course in Miracles is a beautiful thing. It's about returning to love and getting away from judgment and fear and listening to Veronica and everybody, including myself. Love to listen to her angelic voice. She speaks, and it's channeled in. She just deliberates a wonderful lesson, and her teachings are great. And not everybody understands everything, and that is the point. You take that home with you, or if you're home and you're listening over a telephone line, because she does private consultations and meditations, you're listening, and you're going within. And that is the thing we so seldom do, is to go back to source and go within. So it's a beautiful thing, and I'm blessed that Veronica and I met some 20 years ago, and I'm very grateful.
Wow. Thank you, Janice.
Well, you're welcome. You deserve it.
Thank you.
So sometimes what happens is life, you know, throws you curveballs, and all you have to do is, when it happens, you just keep going. So, Veronica, I'm blessed that you have come into my life and we've stayed friends, and you've been my teacher and mentor for over 20 years. What do you think about having all those wonderful people come into your life?
Well, it's been a gift for me as well, because as you teach, you learn. So everyone that comes into my energy field, I see them as a teacher to learn and grow and expand and to remember the miracle of love that we are, and to always act from a consciousness of love instead of reacting from a consciousness of fear. We have to remember that we are love, and that is the miracle.
Yes, and you know, Veronica, that is actually something that resonates within me all the time, because, you know, out there in the world where people sometimes don't behave correctly, you know, as we would want them to do, and sometimes people don't, you know, really evoke that kind of feeling that you want to give them love, but I always remember that's what we're here for. And so instead of saying bad things about them or reacting, it's about responding and coming from love. What will love do, right?
Always, always,
yes.
Always. And this is why miracles are universal blessings, Because as you open your heart and discover the miracle of love that is you, your true self, that it's already there. So what does it mean when we say that was a miracle? We hear people say that all the time. It means you had a sudden shift from the visible to the invisible. You had a shift in your perception in how you see. You had a shift from fear to love. It means you transcended body identification.
There's an extraordinary and fun-filled way to make sure you always have a positive day. Listen to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one radio show, weekdays live at 11 a.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio. Her Coach's Corner has memorable quotes and life lessons with objectives. Some of her guests entertain, while others offer valuable perspectives. You'll hear important ways to improve your health and wonderful ways to increase your wealth. Learn about business opportunities and healthy products galore. Don't miss a show. Tune in daily to hear what else is in store.
Hello?
Your mind will be stimulated and your heart will be captivated.
Okay, one moment.
You'll be informed and educated while you're inspired and motivated. Enjoy the lively conversation and fascinating views. Hear valuable suggestions and great ideas for you to use. Be sure to refer your family and friends because they'll want to know about Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show.
Yes, I just put that on because there was a technical glitch and I wasn't coming through. Veronica, did you hear everything?
I heard everything, yes.
Okay, but
continued.
But I didn't hear anything, so I don't know that. So go back to what you were saying, please. And, folks, I apologize for the technical issues. I had to get back into the studio. So I didn't know what you were hearing, so that's how I found out. Go ahead, please.
So we have a shift in our perception from how we see because we think with thought and we see with thought. So you shifted from fear to love. And this is why miracles heal, because every moment, every second gives us an opportunity to experience miracles. Our part is simply to not to lose those chances, not because they will not return, but because delaying ourselves is needless. Our part is simply to not allow your mind to be deceived by the belief that the dream that we've made, this fearful dream, is real. So we seek the present joy so we can experience miracles. A miracle is a correction. It does not create nor really change at all. It just looks on devastation and reminds the mind that what it sees is false. It undoes the error, but does not attempt to go beyond perception, nor exceed the function of forgiveness. It stays within time's limits. It paves the way for our return to our natural state of love. And a miracle contains the gift of grace. And as we give the miracles, we receive. Because we're given love. This is why, you know, Mark Twain says, make your vocation your vacation. It means you're doing what you love and loving what you do from a consciousness of love and experiencing miracles. Vocation comes from the Latin word meaning I call. So you want to think of your work, your life, as a calling. I heard the call and listened and followed the silent command of the inner voice. Your true self is calling you to remember that you are the miracle. Singing is a sound to you. Are we listening? Or do we hear and dismiss what we're hearing and substitute our own self-made ideas because of lack of fear? It's not your song, but the sound of your true self, nudging you to listen up, singing in the silence, singing in you and as you. And so as we listen and follow your work becomes easy and fulfilling. It's a miracle. You then become successful in it because you're doing what you love and loving what you do. And that's a miracle.
Yeah, that was very moving. And before I had the technical glitch, I was referencing something you shared on our show in 2010 that really reached my heart. So I would love to go into some of those things a little bit more to really drive home the points. How do you turn heaviness into joy? And I know you talk about that on page 81 of your book. Would you like to share a little bit about that?
Well, the heaviness we carry with us are our thoughts, our fearful thoughts. It weakens us, weighs us down. We're not comfortable. We are out of balance. And by choosing the miracle of love, you're creating balance because you're choosing to have a shift in your perception from heaviness to joy, from fear to love. You become lighter. You're more at peace within yourself. You're expressing yourself in a joyous way, in a miraculous way, because you're recognizing that I have to make the decision because it's my life and I am responsible for my thoughts. So I have to take charge. The responsibility is up to me. Then I can bring into manifestation all of the miracles and the desires of my heart because I'm feeling a sense of calmness within myself. I'm not allowing my fears to stop me from moving forward. I'm choosing the miracle of love.
And when it comes to miracles, I would say one of the keys is you are choosing it. And we talked about this on our show on Monday with Beverly Nadler, that you manifest them, you attract them to the degree that you believe that they're around you and that they exist. Every page in the book really, really hits home something very, very important. And another thing I singled out is, who isn't interested in age turning into eternal youth, page 86 in the book? How would you expand on that?
Well, we are ageless. Love is the essence of what we are, is eternal, so we are ageless. When we turn our senses inward and honor the miracle of love that is you, the body ages at a much slower rate because you're living in the awareness of your true identity, the beauty, the joy, the love, the miracle that is you, which means your mind is in a relaxed, quiet state. Your movements speak, your presence speaks, the beauty of your voice. People can hear and listen to what is being said. It's a different approach for us, other than the approach we have taken in life, but because we're so conditioned, we can break those chains of conditioning by looking within and accepting the miracle that is you, your true self.
Well, I don't know anyone that exemplifies age into eternal youth than our mutual friend, Janice Miller. Janice, what would you like to share about that? Because I see you as eternally young. I see you walk that talk.
Well, you know, it is because of my relationship with Veronica where, you know, sometimes in life, when life beats you down, it starts to show up all over you. And what happens is, if you remember, I'm listening to this on a weekly basis, going to sessions and lessons, but almost daily because we talked every day, and reminders, and I'm reading the books, and I'm learning and listening and paying attention. So when the face, you look in the mirror and your face is frowning or you're upset, and then I think, what am I upset about? You know, and so you go back to the essence of, I am love. I am here to be love. I am here to be a shining light in other people's lives, be the angel, do the thing. Don't worry about if anybody else recognizes it. You don't have to. It's all about giving and giving and giving. So, yes, I could... you know, every time Veronica speaks, it reminds me, yes, that's why. That's why I've been with her for 20 years, because I put the smile on your face and your soul is dancing internally within.
Wow, wow, wow. What an endorsement that was. Veronica, why don't you tell people how they can connect with you, your website, whatever information you want to give as regards to the purchase of this book. Please let people know how they can get that.
My website is labarriretreats.org, labarriretreats, labarriretreats.org. And they can go to the website and purchase a book or contact me from my website.
And that's labarriretreats.org. Again, no relationship to Joyce Barry.
No relationship to Joyce Barry.
I
just carry the law. I carry the law.
Right, right, right. And in the book, oh my goodness, you have 108 easy-to-grasp insights, 11 meditations. Everything is focusing on living in love, gratitude, joy, peace, wisdom, and purpose. Another one that's really an important one to get into and for people to learn from, page 87, limitation becomes limitness. I mean, we're all faced with whatever limitations, self-imposed or otherwise. How do you turn that into limitness? Limitness, right.
Well, we limit ourselves because of our own self-made thoughts of fear, you know, our conditioning. We can turn that around again through the miracle of love and recognize I am limitless abundance. I came from abundance because love is our abundance. That is the miracle. And therefore, I am forever free, forever beautiful, forever pure, and forever young. And the essence and purity of what I am cannot be contained. It must be shared. So I am sharing the miracle of love that is my true self. Because the power that created us knows all the facts. So our part is to choose to walk in beauty and experience miracles so you can feel the fullness and the essence of what you are. And then your face reflects the miracle of joy that is in your heart. We do not understand miracles because they have not been done through you. So there must be something in you that does know miracles. So our part is to experience miracles as you walk in a sense of knowing my identity and trusting for one who knows is within me. There's no need for us to feel incomplete or limited and feel bitterly deprived. We have to go beyond what we have made and claim the miracle of love. That is our true self, and live in limitlessness, limitless abundance that has been given to us. And the power of love engenders miracles.
So given the limitations we're all faced with, the challenges we're all faced with, what a goal to strive for, become limitlessness, limitlessness. And coupled with that, page 77, become a superhuman being. What would you like to say about that? That certainly follows being limitlessness.
Well, you become a superhuman being because you're recognizing that you are the miracle. You're living your life from a consciousness of love. You're doing what you love. You're loving what you do. And you become a superhuman being because you're performing mighty works. Because you're in the essence, you're in the flow of that miracle of love. Your intentions are clear. You have a fixed direction. Love is leading you where to go, what to do, whom to speak to, what to say. And you're reminding yourself often that I am the miracle. And nothing foreign to my mind can enter. In other words, no fears can enter because I'm choosing to remember the miracle, and to remember is to restore to your memory what is already there. It's within each and every one of us. I am the miracle of love, and I accept that.
And what kind of a meditation would you like to say to our audience, a brief meditation, given we're a worldwide audience and we want to reach people in as many ways as we can? Your meditations are very beautiful and loving. I know you can even make it up on the spot. So what kind of meditation would you like to share with us today?
Well, I would like to share, remain responsive to your inner direction. Because beneath all the different costumes that we all wear, the mask we all wear, is the one supreme reality called love. So we do have to give ourselves moments of quiet to confirm and remember that you are the miracle. And it's love, love, and only love. And we are here to receive and to give love. And allow the hand of love to hold us up.
Beautiful indeed. LaBarriRetreats.org, her website, B-A-R-R-I-E, LaBarriRetreats.org. She spells Barry the same way I do, no relationship, as we stated earlier. Folks, my website, JoyceBarry.com. That's Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E, Barry.com. And in it you'll see hundreds of testimonials about my coaching, my teachings, my training. Here are just a few I want to share with you now.
Joyce Barry is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joyce-inator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy, and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you could handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I think and grow rich. If you were thinking about hiring Joyce Barry as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email CoachJoyce@AOL.com. That's CoachJoyce@AOL.com.
And folks, would you not consider it a miracle to bring back so many people that have passed on so they could be here today to share those endorsements? So kudos to our friend Kirk Fitzpatrick for providing some of those magical moments. Veronica, what would you say to people that say to you, I just don't believe in miracles? Here you have a whole course in it. I know we can't take any non-believer and make them into a believer. It has to come from within themselves. But what would you like to say to them?
Well, what they need to do is just step gently aside and let miracles be done for them. Yes, we need to remove ourselves, get out of the way, and let the miracles be done in, as, with, and through us. We have to release so we can feel the presence of miracles within us. What you ask for cannot be denied. We have to get up, wake up, and experience the miracle of love that is you. There's no need for us to stumble and fall. When we are willing to hide nothing, we will experience miracles. Because every fear or pain or trial we have can be dissolved by the power of miracles, the miracle of love, because the miracle of love, the power of love engenders miracles. So we have to trust, get out of the way, and allow life to express itself through us so we can be and recognize that it's you, the love that is you. Love is energy, and energy is neither created nor is it destroyed. It just simply is. Love is. It's our natural power. So ask for love. Ask for miracles. It belongs to you. You deserve it.
Very well stated. In our show on miracles with Beverly Nadler in our archives, Monday, October 21. And if you want to hear another show about this great, great book, actually when it first came out, Veronica introduced it on our show in our archives July 15. That was July 15, 2013. And you want to hear that show as well. Is that correct that it was 13, Veronica, or was, July 15, 2013, when the book finally came out? I know it's been a 25-year process. But you were first with us on July 20, 2010. So even before that, this was already in your blood. This is already, you know, what it is you do, what it is you love to do. Veronica, what do you say to people that say, well, I've had a few miracles in my life, but not often enough. How can I have more miracles? What do I need to do?
Well, again, we need to connect with our true essence and for us to be aware and never lose the awareness of that essence. Again, the miracle of love is we are the miracle. See, and we're living according to the law of love. And when we violate the law, well, we need not be surprised at anything that happens. But whatever happens, it's an opportunity for us to remember, so you can advance into the miracle of love, which created you and will not forsake you or never abandon you. So you have to be true to yourself so you can experience miracles. Feel the stirring of the love within you and allow yourself to experience miracles beyond your wildest dreams.
And I say that the first true miracle is that miracle of life. When you really acknowledge that that is a miracle, to be in the form of a human being, two arms, two legs, and all the other body parts that come with it, to breathe naturally without concerted effort, all those things connected to being human, is that not indeed a miracle? Folks, so I say if you want more miracles, you want to attract more miracles, you want to believe in more miracles, you want to be positive about more miracles, you might have to shift your thoughts about it. And it's not about getting to it at someday, some point. Why not start today? I wrote this for all of you who actually believe there is a someday. Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it. It would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you women, I ask you men, I ask myself, if not right now, when? And that's what I say to you folks. You want miracles in your life? If not now, when? When you really get that they're all around us and you can create them, if not now, when? Wouldn't you affirm that, Veronica?
Absolutely. We have to release and feel the presence of miracles within you now, because miracles fall like drops of healing rain. Let the miracles fall on you.
And that's what makes life interesting, when you really believe they're right here, right now. You just need to go and access it. I would say a great place to start in this process is to get the book, Things to Know About A Course in Miracles, Revelations for the 21st Century, because it'll put it in such simple terms. Veronica Gabriela Barry. Access it at the website, LaBarryRetreats.org, and find out what there is so that you can really experience more. And I say it starts believing that they're there. I believe I'm going to have a miracle every day, and I just wait for it to show up. How do you feel about that, Veronica?
Absolutely. They're all around us. We have to
and
just
Denise, what about you?
Recognize it.
I'm sorry. Denise, do you have a world of miracles around you?
Oh, constantly. I mean, you know, when you talked earlier about having even the birth of any human being coming into this planet is a miracle, and they're born every moment of every day. So miracles are all around us. All we have to do is open our eyes to see them and believe, because believing is very important. And, you know, I look at flowers. I see beauty everywhere. And I have a beautiful dog. And when I look into his eyes, I know he's a miracle. You know, so miracles are here. They're amongst us. And we have to believe. And from what I learned through Veronica and A Course in Miracles is there are no limits or dimensions of difficulty on miracles. So small or huge, they're all possible.
Everything is possible. And it might be as simple as having an attitude adjuster. So let me share this with you from Dr. Stan.
Watch out, world. Here I come. This is Dr. Stan, Breakthrough Harris. And here is a declaration you need to read every day. Wow. What a great day to be alive. I feel dynamite. I like me. I accept me. I love me. I'm going to have a super fantastic day today because I'm too blessed to be depressed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too glad to be sad. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. And I'm too elated to be agitated. Circumstances are aligning themselves in my favor. I'm healthy, physically fit, and intellectually equipped. I have wisdom far beyond my years. I am an extraordinary person with incredible abilities that I will use to add value to others' lives. Because I know that as I help others reach their dreams, I will automatically reach my own. I anticipate meeting the person or group of people today who are willing to use their power, their wealth, and influence to help me achieve my dreams. All day long, people will go out of their way to bless me. Today, I will add great value to someone's life. I will show compassion to those in need. I will give strength to the weak, and inspiration to the weary. Someone needs what I have to offer, and I gladly make myself available. I embrace abundance, and it embraces me. I am abundant in every good way. I am an abundance magnet. I like money, and it likes me. It is attracted to me because it comes abundantly from many sources. I use my money wisely because it's a tool to help those in need. It's also a way of keeping score, showing how many people's lives that I add value to. I am experiencing great victories, supernatural turnarounds, and miraculous breakthroughs in the midst of great impossibilities. I am an overcomer. If my mountain can't be removed, I will develop and practice my mountain climbing skills. I may experience a setback. Setbacks are only setups for comebacks. Setbacks pave the way for comebacks. I will make lemonade out of life's lemons. And if life knocks me down, I'll fall on my back, realizing that as long as I can look up, I can get up. I commit to paying for my dreams with preparation and perspiration so that I won't have to live with my nightmares of regret. I do not procrastinate because procrastination leads to devastation. It is the assassination of my destination. Thus, I will act now. I am a doer. I get results at last. I now release the champion that is inside of me. I am the leader that multitudes of people are looking for. I choose to succeed today and every day hereafter. Watch out, world. Here I come.
That's a great way to start your day and think every day. Right, Veronica?
Yes, absolutely. I love it. I'm sitting here just smiling.
Yes. I always, you know, I've helped Joyce Berry do her show multiple times through the years, and so we always used to start each day that way. And that's why you, I know, start your day in meditation. And maybe you could tell all the listeners how you recommend starting your day.
Well, I start my day, and I've been practicing this method for 25 years. I start my day by going inward to connect, to align with my true self. Because as we move through our days, we have no idea what's coming. So as you look within, you're prepared for whatever comes. 10 minutes, 15 minutes is sufficient because you're harnessing that energy that is the miracle that is you and realizing that beyond the sun and stars is an arc of golden light filled with miracles.
Beautiful.
Yeah, when you believe in miracles, I like what you just said, you have to be prepared for whatever comes. And, folks, I'm never prepared for the technical difficulties that show up. But when you have guests like Veronica, guests like Janice, and they just step to the plate and know what to do, I'm very grateful for that. So hosting the show is just such a joy, just such a blessing. But we have to get past these technical issues, and that's the miracle that I'm waiting for to show up, the miracle of technology, the miracle of having everything go smooth. Do you think that day will ever come?
It will. It will. Because
well,
miracles
I hope in
wait.
Our lifetime.
Yeah.
Why don't you talk a bit more about those support groups? Because I think that's a very good thing. When people embark on a journey, especially a new one, and they're in it alone, I think it's a very different energy than when you have a partner to share that mission with or a study group. Why don't you share a bit about that? Either one of you can pick up that ball.
Yeah, it's really good for us to have... It's a great idea. It's a miracle in itself for us to have that support so you don't feel so alone. We know when we're shifting thought patterns from fear to love, it could be very frightening. When Janice and I met, I was going through a divorce, and so was Janice. So we were really there to support each other, to remember what is real, that you are the miracle, and whatever comes, we face it calmly and courageously and move through the process and know that it's a learning experience for us so we can evolve within ourselves.
And what about the miracle of having a relationship go on for over 20 years, which would say it's a relationship without judgment and acceptance? What about that?
Well, that's a miracle too, because Janice and I have been together for many years. We've been very supportive of each other. She's been very, very supportive of my work, the direction, that just she's just always been there. We don't see each other very often, but we talk on the phone very often because we live quite a distance from each other.
Well, a great relationship transcends time and space. So as we're starting to wind down here, Veronica, what message do you want to leave with our audience? What message do you want to impart faith in them that if they say, I've never had a miracle and I wouldn't know one if I fell over it, what do you want to tell those people?
Well, what I would like to say to them is miracles are when we say to our higher power, love, I am available. Use me. How you will be used is immaterial because you are choosing to accept the miracle. That is you, which causes you to raise your vibration, raise your frequency. Frequency means a vibrational state that emanates a particular level of understanding. It means you're becoming more aware. You have what I call aha moments. It's like, aha, how did that happen? Look at what happened. That's the miracle, when you can have aha moments, because you know it's coming from within.
And Janice, I know you've had many, many aha moments. I know you've had many, many miracles because you share them. What do you want to leave with our audience today about miracles?
Well, you know, a lot of what I've learned through these many, many years is that it's our perception. You know, a miracle could smack you right in the face and you don't see it. So what you need to do is be in the moment and open your eyes and realize, oh, by the way, that car that almost hit me and didn't, was that a miracle? Yes. The angels that maybe helped us swerve that car out of the way or the other car out of the way from not having that happen. Or just in every moment, just, I think, gratitude for the blessing of life, being present, enjoying the beauty around us and our friends, our family. And, you know, the more down to earth we can be in our serenity and our beauty and our gratitude, I just feel it, you know, when we're having this conversation, it just really radiates that. It just, this is a time to enjoy each and every moment, and we got to be appreciative. And I'm grateful for this wonderful show that you provided us, Joyce. Always, you know, your great inspiration and the wonderful guests like Veronica Gabriella Berry. And, oh, thank you for including me, too.
So, Janice, thank you very much for joining us today. Thank you for introducing me to Veronica. I appreciate that. I have her lovely book right here, and it's an awesome book. Veronica, thank you so much for jumping on and being with us. You're a welcome guest. We'll have you back soon. And in parting, I want to say, folks, if you like the idea of having miracles in your life, believe that they will show up, and they will. So go out there, celebrate your relationship, celebrate your friends, celebrate the angels around you. We did a whole show on that one yesterday. Celebrate life. Here is our closing celebration song.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop, I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again. As Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.
At Jared, we know devotion isn't a once-a-year occasion, and once the flowers have wilted and the chocolates have disappeared, you'll still want them to know how much you care. Dare to give a gift that lasts this Valentine's Day with our incredible selection of jewelry. From delicate rose gold to bold black diamonds, Jared has hundreds of pieces under $299 and exclusive collections you won't find anywhere else. Shop online or find a store near you at jared.com and dare to be devoted.